As the council was behind closed doors, the recommendation moved by the council was 1, that the council notes that this is an interim contract that allows the city the time to further investigate options for managing the city's waste streams and gives immediate significant financial benefits. 2, accepts the tender submitted by Trans-Pacific Cleanaway Proprietary Limited, option 3, for processing commingled recyclables as specified in tender 01410 for a period of 3 years, with 2 options to extend for a period of 1 year to be exercised at the city's discretion at the submitted schedule of rates subject to minor contract condition negotiations. That was passed unanimously by the council. The next item on the agenda, concludes the report section of the agenda, so the next item is 11, urgent business. There is none. And the next item being item 12, motions of which previous notice has been given. Notice of motion by Councillor Liam Gobbett, CCTV equipment use throughout the city of Joondalup. As it's my notice of motion to Council, I'm happy to move. 1, that Council requests the Chief Executive Officer prepare a report on the feasibility of the city purchasing mobile CCTV equipment to be used throughout the city of Joondalup and the implications associated with their purchase. I seek a seconder for
I'll second that motion.
Seconded Councillor Corr. Just briefly, councillors, I know that a number of other local governments use these devices, and in my note to you this week you would have seen how discreet and able they are to be placed, and the effect that CCTV can have in capturing instances of crime where perhaps ordinary CCTV and the associated heavy infrastructure might not be able to be readily put in place. So I think that this is a good fix to be able to effectively give the entire city of Joondalup CCTV coverage. And in calling for this report, I'm aware that other local governments might do things a little bit differently administratively, so I'd like to see how that could be managed for the city of Joondalup and the implications that this could have, particularly for graffiti removal and potentially for instances of or redesigning roads, infrastructure, and just wherever it might be able to take. I'm keen to what might come back as to the far-reaching implications that this might have for the city. So at this stage, councillors calling for a report, noting that it is to be investigated by the administration. Councillor Corr, seconder, do you wish to speak?
Yes, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Some councillors may remember that the issue of mobile cameras was before council back in 2007-2008. Actually, we got a grant of $150,000 with the help of the ex-member from Oormal Washer at that time. Now, the mobile cameras weren't good enough from the point of view of data retention, etc., at that time, so they weren't done, and CCTV was put into the CBD area with the grant, which is $150,000. I noticed as well that mobile CCTV cameras have just been installed in a place called Nobby Beach in Queensland, and that's for a one-year trial targeting restaurant precincts, including Broad Beach, Coolangatta and Surfers Paradise over there. And the state government has given them a grant of $178,000 to help with that. So I would hope that either federal or state governments would be able to put in some dollars in relation to this. I think it's a good motion and will certainly be a big help in those trouble spots which pop up now and then within our city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Corr. Further comments, questions, councillors? Councillor Chester.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I take it that these cameras don't transmit a signal, so they're not reporting in real time. They're just storing the data on a memory card.
Councillor Chester, as I understand, there are a number of different solutions. One of them is to transmit wirelessly. One of them is to record directly to an SD card and to review footage only if there have been instances of vandalism or the like reported. And so there are ways that the strain or the resource implications on the city can be minimised significantly, and would I'd like to see the costs that the city of Joondalup could be imposed with. So, further comments, questions, councillors? Councillor Norman.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I know it's not the intended use that you have in mind, but I'm wondering if they have a trigger mechanism and they're weatherproof and all the rest, that they might be able to monitor fauna movements and feral animals in the craggy bushland, because I know DPOR and others do use cameras and things for that purpose, and potentially this might be a better way of doing it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Norman. As I said, I'm sure there are far-reaching implications in observing the instances of feral species in protected areas is, I'm sure, one of those far-reaching implications. So wait for the report. Councillor Chester.
Thank you again, Mr. Deputy Mayor. And just to follow up on Councillor Norman's question, I can assure him that it's already been done by the Friends of Yallagonga.
Thank you, Councillor Chester. Further comments, questions, councillors? Councillor Taylor?
I just had a thought. Could these cameras be used to check the parking movements of people on a Saturday morning in the City of Joondalup to see if cars are being left all day, and also not just the cars, but also the number of people now visiting the City of Joondalup, or are they not really designed for that purpose?
I think that might be one detail that would need to be discussed in detail in the report back to Council. But I'm happy to take a question offline and have a discussion about that. Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Further comments, questions? I don't wish to close. I'll put the recommendation by electronic vote and ask you to cast your vote. I declare the vote closed and carried unanimously. That concludes item 12 in the agenda. Item 13, announcements of notices of motion for the next meeting. There are none, which means item 14, closure of the meeting at the 7:51 p.m. And thank you all for your attendance.